come out and have a good day of work today, build on that tomorrow, Friday, and then, you know, feel good coming into Sunday and know that we're playing a divisional opponent at home.
Happy that you're back with us here on the show, Drew, Deepy, and John. And that was Brian Hoyer talking a moment ago. How has he played this season in your eyes? It's kind of an odd set of circumstances that he's been thrust into, but nonetheless, you got to go out and produce. What have you seen from Brian Hoyer?
Well, you know, when you look at his statistics, they really don't look that bad. In the past 4 weeks, his passer rating is still over 100, and he has 10 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. But the problem is just seeing what he was not able to do in the first half against Miami. To not be able to have a completion or first down until the third quarter is something that he needs to work on. And when they come out ahead, obviously, I feel like I'm stating the obvious here. When you come out and you score early, you can do a lot more things within your playbook. Like he said, when you're down by that much, the defense knows you're going to throw the ball, and that's what they're going to go after. And then nothing becomes effective. Run game isn't effective. Pass game isn't effective. He's got to come out and get to that fast start when they're running an up-tempo offense. That's what this Texans offense is supposed to look like, and that's what they look best at.
And John, you pinpointed earlier, you talked about the struggles up front with the line. What's that got to do, and how's that play into what we've seen so far from Hoyer?
Pass protection was really good till Miami, and then when Miami got him down, they didn't have to worry about the run. Sue, like some reanimated monster, was brought back to life from his Detroit season, and he was a lot better, but our pass protection has been good. So run blocking has been terrible. And I'll say this about Hoyer, and I'll say I didn't think he should have been benched so quick, but his interception against Kansas City bounced right off Hopkins' hands. His interception at Miami hit C.J. Fedorowicz in the worst place, right in his chest. And Fedorowicz stumbles and bumbles into an interception. So of his 3 interceptions, the only one that was his fault was the dumb throw against Indianapolis. So he hasn't made a lot of stupid throws. And he is the single most important person now because they can't run. And they got to throw the ball. So if I'm a fantasy player, I'm jumping all over him and Nate Washington and Cecil Shorts III as well, of course, as DeAndre.
But fantasy stats don't win football games, as we all know, and you got to run the football like we've talked about earlier. So in the absence of Arian Foster, let's look at some of these backs that the Texans are going to trot out there. Alfred Blue had a 100-yard game earlier in the season. Can he keep replicating that, or is that something that was something we're going to see maybe once or twice a year?
I think it was an aberration last year at Cleveland, didn't come close after that, and a lot of it depends on the line because he doesn't break a lot of tackles. He doesn't get a lot of yards. Alfred's got to have a hole. Sometimes he's too much of an east-west runner instead of a north-south runner. He doesn't have very good vision. Polk is what Polk is, and they love Jonathan Grimes as an all-around guy. I think they're going to have to substitute short passes for runs. Throw the ball to the backs for 3 or 4 yards and let that substitute for a run.
As far as Blue, Polk, Grimes go, do we see anything different from them this week, you think?
No, I think what they've been doing when we saw Arian, before the 4 games where Arian came back, is we'll see more of that. Alfred will probably get a majority of the carries, while Polk and Grimes. Polk, you see more catches out of the backfield, and then Grimes is a little bit of both. So, like John said, maybe short passes, but I think if the offensive line gets going and we get some of these guys back from injury and there's some stability there, we will see them run the ball more.
Well, John, can I interest you in a halfback toss sweep to Charles James, Happy Sox, taking 73 yards?
I don't think they're going to do that in a regular season game.
No.
Because with their luck, it would backfire, and then they would get more criticism. One thing to keep in mind, guys, in the Titans' 5-game losing streak, they haven't scored a touchdown in the first quarter. Texans, notorious slow starters,
yeah,
in their 5 defeats. So one of these teams, it's either going to be 0-0 at the end of the first quarter, but it's a great chance for the Texans to get a lead early.
Yeah, and it's a great chance going against a team in the Titans that doesn't run the ball that well either. Dexter McCluster is their leading rusher. He has 176 yards the entire season, so they haven't lit it up on the ground either. All right, we're going to light things up with a commercial break in just a second, but before we do, John Harris gets you up to date on your fantasy roundup.
Welcome in, everybody, to FanDuel Formula. Yes, fantasy football time. I'm going to give you 3 value plays for this week, and harkening back to the days of the Houston Astros, it's the Killer Bees. Let's start with the first one, Martavis Bryant. Clemson Tiger, teammate of DeAndre Hopkins at one point. One of the most dynamic young receivers in the game. He's got Cincinnati this week, but it's at home, and he has done very well at home at Heinz Field at $7,200. I think you're going to get at least a touchdown out of Martavis Bryant and some long plays. He's a big play on FanDuel. Secondly, let's go speed. Let's go John Brown of the Arizona Cardinals. Yeah, not a big guy, but fast. And at $6,500, he is very cheap on FanDuel. And Arizona's taking on Cleveland. Now, Cleveland struggled last week stopping the run. And maybe they overcompensate and give you John Brown down the field. So let's go with John Brown as our second play. And the third one is a name you've heard before, Drew Brees. Drew Brees? Yeah, Drew Brees. The Saints are making a little bit of a comeback, and Drew Brees is playing at home. And anytime Brees is at home, you want him in your lineup. That's $7,800. That's a great deal. There are your killer bees for your FanDuel formula this week. If you want to play with us, HoustonTexans.com/fantasypass. We'll be right back after this.